grill angel, what do you call it? I believe grill, what do you call it?
Grill? Gruel?
Gruel is it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, gruel.
Mm-hmm. And then that was the juice from head cheese with your cornmeal, huh? Uh-huh. Was this
liquoring from where we boil the heads.
Uh-huh. And you just eat it from a bowl, or?
Yeah, eat it from a bowl or plate. Or
uh-huh. Was this ever fried?
Well, yes, it would make it thick enough when fried. That'd fry mush, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this other, you'd have made it thin more to, like a soup.
Mm-hmm.
Gruel, more of a soup.
Mm-hmm. What did you call it when you made it thicker and fried it?
Well, it was mush, I guess what you'd call it. Or thick gruel.
Uh-huh.
Fried, when you fry the mush, it all was along the same, made the same, only it was the water would have boiled the hog's head and
uh-huh.
feet and everything, and be seasoned up and just put the meal in, stir the meal in until
uh-huh.
it had the thickness that I wanted it. If I wanted to make mush out of it, well, I just put it more meal in. If I wanted no soup, well, not put so much gruel to drink. Wouldn't be so much meal then.
If meat was sort of green and sort of smelly, would you say it was good or
spoiled?
How about butter when that gets smelly?
Well, it old, rank.
Did you do anything special with it when it got so it was rank?
I never know no rank butter. Put butter down in salt and keep it all year, just so fresh and nice. And I was reading in the paper the other day where there's some butter dropped off where they let it in the well to keep it cool. It was 88 years. And the water went back here, they didn't let the clear light country and then just back in through there and stopped, and the water went down enough, they got the butter out and said it was just as sweet and fresh as water the day they put it in there.
Hmm.
Been there 88 years.
My goodness, that's amazing.
From the time they dropped in the well.
It's amazing that they had courage enough to taste it.
No, we never used nothing but pure lard and hog lard and fried meat grease. And it never got old, but what we used it. But when fried meat grease, when fry potatoes, cut potatoes in chunks and put in and fry them, and that would keep from smelling old or have an odor to it, keep the, take the odor out. But this Boughton lard and compound, why, never had nothing to do with it.
That's pretty sad stuff, isn't it? So much of this stuff that we buy now is so doctored up that...
Well, it, they won't buy it. No one won't use this lard anymore.
Yeah. My grandmother always liked lard. She could bake the best pies I've ever eaten.
Well, lard's good to eat, but this other stuff like that, that's what's killing so many people, that they're doping it up too much. Of course, that's my idea about it, but I actually believe they just doped everything up and poisoned their vegetation, cabbage, garden, everything
that
like
could
that. Poisoned it. Now, if they're treating your corn, the seed, and treat your wheat seed and your oat seed, put it in the ground, they'll keep the smut out. Well, now, if you go out here and put this fertilizer in the ground for your cabbage, for your tomatoes, and potatoes, everything like that,